I'm from Zimbabwe. I came to the UK in February 2002, and in Bristol in 2004. I had found a job in Bristol after my university studies. That's why I moved to Bristol. For me, I think Bristol made me feel very welcomed. Actually, it's a very good city. When I came, I thought I'm just going there as a new job with the intention possibly maybe going back to London where I was studying. But actually, during that process, I'd find it's more, you know, it's more diverse. It's more you feel part of the community. I don't feel out of place. I lived in the capital city of Zimbabwe, which is Harare, and it's a very vibrant. And in terms of comparison with UK, it's this huge difference, how the city is structured, how people is different, and you can actually see who is poor. That side is more visible. In terms of the general sort of communities where they live. So, you know, when I came here, I could see that kind of sort of a difference. And more so, you know, here there's a predominant use of, you know, flats and houses, which to do with, you know, perception. The images that we see in the media is more glittering about UK generally. You know, in some way, you know, it helps to people to, you know, attract people and inspire them as well. But when you are on the ground, you see the reality.
And your children, I know you have children. Where do they fit?
My first one was born in London, actually. Then the second in Bristol. Yes, they do feel Bristol, but I think they have a connection with Zimbabwe. And whenever, any time when they see something, even on TV about Zimbabwe, you can see this sort of at a stage where they are looking at their identity and where they are from, and they make that a huge connection. If you say, just as an example, to ask them, let's say England is playing Zimbabwe, whom do you support? I can guarantee you they would say Zimbabwe. But I think overall, they take, you know, Bristol as their home.